And also, I'm a country girl. Like, I'm from the sticks. Where I'm from, I live next door to a field, smells of shit. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Smells of shit. Everyone voted Brexit. Like, that's where I'm from.
For my first episode of Managed, how could I begin without the one and only GK Barry? She is the number one female podcast host in the country. She has recently just come off her sold out UK tour. She is the new face of Foot Asylum's Women's. She is Grace Keeling, or you might know her as GK Barry.
Woo! Sorry. Yeah, that was me trying to.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Does this feel weird having me interview?
Oh, thank God, to be fair. I mean, you don't have to do anything for an hour. I'm really excited.
Nothing for an hour.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Very excited. Take really? The wheel from me.
I know. It is a bit weird.
It does feel weird. It's very professional.
Oh, I don't like it.
I'm too shy.
Do you remember how this partnership ever formed?
Right. Here's my version of events here.
You want to hear yours I'll tell you mine.
So I get a DM, right? And at the time, management wasn't a thing for TikTokers.
No.
Right. So I get a DM from you, Hannah Holland. And you basically were like, you are me. And we should have a meeting. And I was like, fair, yeah, I'm not going to say no. Management, fine. I felt a bit bouge. I was like, cool.
I just died inside.
And you had like ginger hair. Thought she's got something about her here. Yeah, you had we had matching hair at the time. We both had blonde bits at the front. Well, I had yellow, you had blonde. Anyway. And then we had our first meeting. I was scared, right? So I set up my laptop on my bed. Thought it was going to be really professional. You know, I got my makeup done, did my hair. Hannah pops up in the hairdressers getting a blowy.
Yeah.
What's your version of events?
I didn't know that was your version.
That was my version.
Wow. So my version was, it's similar but different. Mm. I do end up in the hairdressers for sure.
Always.
My version was, my friend Neve at the time sent me your TikTok. I was lying in bed. And I was just dying.
Is this the breath stinks and so does your pussy?
Yeah, you were like, oh, right the floor of you.
Yeah.
That was a bad impression.
Yeah.
But it's still my favourite video. And I think because it's how I found you.
Yeah.
And I was going through all of them. And at the time, you were way more graphic. You did a live, like a video of you waxing your vagina.
Yeah.
That, and you were like, and it was so funny. And I just remember just lying in bed, cracking up. And I thought, oh my God. This girl could be like a comedian. And at the time, no one had signed TikTokers.
No.
And I was like, and I said it to the team, and everyone was like, but TikTokers don't make money. And obviously, that is our job. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like she could do something, maybe in TV. And I just DM'd you. I don't remember sending that DM. I thought I said something really professional.
It was professional, but you were like, you are really funny and we should get on a meeting.
I remember thinking, if she doesn't want to sign with me, I'd really like to be your friend.
Fair.
And actually, it worked out nice because it's both.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I remember having the meeting, but I remember just the only time I could do was the time I was having a blow dry. But it wasn't in the hairdressers. It was actually in my friend's house.
Was it?
So it was a bit more casual.
Yeah, but I enjoyed that.
And I remember, I feel like you felt I sold you a dream. But everything I said that you could be, you are always there. Yeah,
like, I am now, yeah.
It's not, you know, I think when people... A lot of managers do sell the dream. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you've got a good vision, it's just how you get there.
Exactly.
Not everyone's got
humps
the talent.
Humps and crystals manifest.
Humps and crystals.
Yeah, hump some crystals.
Like you hump them.
Yeah. Wow. And here we are. So it's worked out well.
You know, everything you see about Grace is on TikTok is true in real life. She is also filthy in real life.
Yeah, filthy.
Filthy. But I said to you earlier, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is with your journey, because if you've been, I've managed you, so I've been your only manager as well. To clarify.
Yeah.
I've been your manager for almost 3 years.
Which is so weird to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah.
I've never kept a relationship that long thus far.
Praying for Billy. yeah, so you've been probably one of the most consistent people in my life for the last 3 years. But you have had overcome like a really personal journey that I think it's not something people necessarily know. I think you mention it, you never speak about it on podcasts. And I thought, if you're coming on my digital series, I feel like the place to talk about it is with me because we've kind of done it together.
We have.
But you had, when I first met you, the most severe anxiety I've ever seen.
Chronic.
We had to, when we first brought you to London, because you were in Nottingham at university at the time.
God forbid.
we had to come and get you from the tube station and get on the tube and bring you to our office.
They had to take me physically on the
Like it was from, is it King's Cross you come into? And we went straight. We had to take you to, which office did we have at the time?
You were at...
Covent Garden?
Oh, it was Covent Garden. No,
it wasn't.
One.
It was St. Paul's. It was a small one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've always said HLD is like a wellness retreat for me now, looking back, because I'd be so scared. And also, I'm a country girl. Like, I'm from the sticks where I'm from. I live next door to a field. Smells of shit. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Smells of shit. Everyone voted Brexit, like that's where I'm from, right? So then when you were like, yeah, no, you need to get a train down to London, I was like...
Well, I didn't quite say that. You have this habit, right? And I've noticed this. Where you love to put things on me. Jamie Lang's podcast, you were like, my manager forced me. And afterwards, Jamie actually said to me, he was like, don't try and change it. I was like, hold on, this is not accurate.
No, I
happened.
Do. I feel like the way I explain things is a bit dramatic. Hannah is nice and she does not have a gun to my head while I say this.
Maybe I do. But then obviously, you know, how do you feel that your anxiety has changed? Because technically, if you were to look at it, as your career's got bigger and you're more in the spotlight, in theory, you'd think your anxiety gets worse, right?
That's what I thought. But I think it's more, this is how I'd put it, is like GK Barry's like a character. Mm. So when I feel a bit anxious or whatever, I feel
you're
like
definitely Grace Keeling.
Yeah. Way. But then if I feel anxious, I'll go into... like GK Barry, like say if I'm on a shoot, I'll just go in as GK Barry. And then as the anxiety fades, I'll go back into me. So I think that's a good like cover to hide behind a bit, which helped. But also, I think now I've gotten used to it. Before it was more fear of the unknown. Like it was all very, well, I'll go to London and then what if I have to do this all the time and do this? And then I think you work it up in your brain, it gets a bit overwhelming, but it's never been overwhelming. And obviously with you, if I'm like, I'm scared to do this. You're like, well, I'll come with you. Like, you come to all
your
shoots.
Well, I come to all your stuff.
Yeah, and you just and it, have a choice because I want you there.
No. But, you know, we've always done it anyway. Yeah. And I think it's because we are, like, I've always been very hands-on with you anyway. And I think that probably does come from your anxiety because I don't think I was necessarily like that as a manager before.
No.
But now, you know, we go to, obviously, a lot of our talent stuff. But, you know, it's so nice to get out of the office. Otherwise, you're just literally a glorified... You're like a glorified salesman, but for people, otherwise, aren't you? You know? But I think your journey, personally, I always find more, like, maybe more aspirational in a way because I have, you know... I don't know if you remember this story.
I'm
going to pull them out. It's not even on my card. This is really just to cover what's here.
Yeah.
You know... was the at Christmas, so obviously what people forget, and I think it's so overlooked sometimes, they go, like, oh yeah, that's amazing. But actually I was through it all. So it was amazing. You finished your degree.
Yeah.
You did your master's. So and in that, and you still had to do all your social work. Social work, that doesn't sound right.
It's
so, you know,
when,
your social media work, all of your like the appearances, all of your filming days. Mm-hmm. And at one point it was getting to the point where I remember you, so we were going to Amazon.
I remember that. I knew you were going to say this.
And you called me with Tatiana, who is, if anyone doesn't know, Grace's best friend, which is why she's called GK Barry. You don't know this, you should probably look that up. Because we're not doing this here.
No. Not again.
And you called me, literally, I've never heard someone like hysterically cry at me. And I was like, Tat, get her a bag. She was like, I'm getting it. And I was like, what's stressing you out? And you were like, I just haven't done my uni work. I haven't done this, I haven't done this. And I was like, right, first step is to get on the train because you can actually do your uni work there.
Yeah.
And I was like, you haven't got anything. So we had to kind of slowly put you through. These are where you've got all this time off to do this work.
I think it's you will like rationalise it. Because at uni it was difficult because I had so much work, and I'm not going to lie, this is my fault. I'm the type of person, I'll leave everything to the last, like genuinely, I'll have like a 40,000 word essay. I'm doing that the night before. I'm not doing that in the 4 weeks that I've got to do it.
No, what you do is...
And
what,
my ads.
Your thing is you get yourself really stressed because you've got so much going on.
So I put it off,
instead of following the schedule we put in place for you. Interesting fact, actually. Grace just dog-sitted for me, came home, to an alcoholic had been in my house.
Yeah.
2 days, like 9 bottles of wine on the side, empty.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed, actually.
I can only agree. Thank you.
I was like, wow. You're not ready to live with your own yet. But sorry, I sidetracked there.
We're talking about Amazon.
But you know, we went through it, and then you eventually got on the train. You actually had a pretty historical night in the world of GK Barry. Yeah. Met Ryland. So the Ryland chlamydia TikTok came to him.
That I spoke about chlamydia online.
Yeah, I was next to you.
Panicked there.
I actually sunk into my own self.
And he went, nice, and just walked off. And I thought,
but then realised that you've got a great following and messaged you.
Yeah, and then never replied again. It's the circle of life, that.
When you were at university,
yeah,
how many hours a week do you think that you actually probably work? Because I'm thinking more of, you know, so say if you were like a young university student now watching you, thinking, I could have it all. The dream is there. Right. I could do it all.
Let me say this.
Do you think, I honestly think you personally, and this is like the one compliment I'll ever give you, is you have an incredible work ethic. You work incredibly hard and you put every hour in. If I say you need to wake up at 4 a.m, you will wake up at 4 a.m. You will hate me, but you will do it.
I will, yeah.
But I think you have to be incredibly driven to do what you did.
I think it's weird because people said, like, I lived in a house of six in last year and they were like, how are you doing this? But it was something that was like, I remember not really, in my third year of my undergrad, I didn't get the grade that I really wanted. It was still a good grade, but it wasn't what I wanted. It was a...
2-1?
What is it? It goes distinction. Merit. I got a merit.
Oh, you didn't do like 2-1, 2-2?
No, that was in... Oh, wait!
No, you must have.
Wait, what is it? Is it undergrad?
You do... So, you must have...
Oh, no, you're right, you're right. Oh, no, it's so first... Right, okay.
You do first, 2-1, 2-2, third.
So, I got a 2-1.
Because my dad always said, if you get a third, there's no point going to uni. My dad got a third.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, so...
Give him a pay rise, though. You do a great job. I feel like... Yeah, so I got a 2-1 at the time. I was on track for a distinction. But then I got two... I remember just thinking, oh, yeah, like, I'm getting paid for ads. Fuck it. I'm going to prioritise the ads. Like, whatever. Like,
and interesting enough, at the time, you were making peanuts.
I was making piss all, which is at the shows I worked at Costa as well, because I was like, 100 quid? Amazing. That was like for a month. I was like...
I'm almost embarrassed that you just told people. No, the best one was you did a leggings ad.
Oh,
£9 leggings, but you sold them out in an hour. And that's when we realised you have a good audience.
It was because as well, they're meant to make your bum look big, right? And obviously I've got the flattest ass in the UK. So I was sat there like, look how flat my ass is, but it's giving a bit of peach. People ate that shit up.
And so did the leggings.
And it still looked flat. Still looked flat. But
you
know what?
It didn't. I don't remember, honestly.
That was a good cop out.
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But actually, interestingly enough, your producer Rosie remembered that as your first ad when she came for her interview to be the producer for Saving Grace.
She was like, I remember those leggings. I was like,
and yeah, Elliot, who you know is the MD for the Fellas, he told us, and I was like, no, I bloody forgot about that.
Maybe we should forget about that. Yeah, yeah, blocked it out straight away. But no, I think it's really hard, juggling the two, but I somehow managed to do it.
If you were to do it again, would you have done it differently?
No, do it the exact same. And the only thing I think that actually really helped me, because I don't think I'd have passed my master's actually, if I wasn't living with people that were doing the same course.
So obviously we've now got to this point. You started your podcast, Saving Grace. You must be literally over the moon, because I know how proud I am. And I think you remember it, because I think it's a video of me and Rosie in the background. When you walked out on stage in Dublin and we
guys
are crying
were like hysterically
our eyes
crying
out.
And I was like, guys.
Because I feel like, you know, I'm not going to say mother because I feel like I'm not that old, but like a big sister.
Yeah.
And I've been through every part of your journey. And it was just, to hear everyone screaming, like so excited, it was emotional.
Because as well, you've got to think, we only like, obviously when we're out on the street, people come up to me and say hello, but that's like a few people a day.
Well, actually, I'm going to come back to that in a bit because I want to talk about that change up. But in terms of your podcast, would you say that elevated you differently?
That changed the game. Because I remember...
Do you think you'd be here now, the same level, if you just stuck to TikTok?
No, because, and I specifically remember Hannah saying to me, you start a podcast. And I said, Hannah, fuck off. I was like, I'm not doing that. Can't be asked who listens to podcasts. Because at the time, it was just Joe Rogan. I was like,
honestly, I'm sick of
seriously?
Hearing him in my house.
Like, who am I? So then went on the Fellas, blah, blah, blah. And then we got the offer. And I thought, you know what? what's the worst that can happen? You'd already told me you think I'd be good at it. And I remember
I think that episode did incredibly well for them, because spoke about saying you wanted to sleep with serial killers, which is, because I remember I was out of the country. So it was Ella and Joe.
I will never watch that episode back.
I remember we did probably maybe only 2 weeks before your year plan, because it was quite early on in the year.
Yeah.
And you said you wanted to go in the Fellas, and it's part of your plan. At the time, no, I don't think any TikTokers had really done it, especially
YouTubers,
female.
YouTubers, but not, yeah.
And 2 weeks later or something like that, you got a DM from, is it Cal Freezy?
It was either Cal or, no, it was Cal, yeah.
Cal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ella and Joe went, and then, you know, they were telling them about the podcast side. You know, even we didn't know at the time, because it was such a new sort of form to take place, that you could make money from it.
And I'm glad it happened when it did, because I was one of the first TikTokers.
No, you were the first.
I was the first TikToker to...
In the UK, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't speak for anywhere else. It's probably done.
But in the UK, I remember, and then when I did it, I remember I waking up the next day in my uni bed, covered by mess, checked my phone, number one. Oh. And I was like, fuck off. And it lasted for like
6 weeks. Six.
Listen,
the one thing that I think you can even back, and any time we're at a meeting, you'll go, let Hannah do it, because I know every fact there
all
is.
Stats, yeah.
It's actually graces me. It's more facts about you than I know about my
grace
boyfriend.
People with my presence, I'm here for the backup, basically. But yeah, I was really glad. And then obviously everyone else started doing podcasts and stuff, but I'm really glad it was, because now, and I did a bit of a niche one, because I was like, I remember who would get views? Love Islanders. We had them on our, like, team at the time, our management at the time. Mm. So it was easy to get them on, but I love knowing everyone's business. So having a podcast where I can find out people's business, I was like, this is...
And listen, I love it when you find out people's business too.
So do I. It's just, you know, sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. I think it's, you know, it's always interesting, especially because I guess I did those first meetings with... And I think people don't even realise this. It was with Cal Freezy.
Yeah.
You know, he does run that company. I think people think that maybe he's not... You know, like that person who's in all those meetings.
So involved,
so involved, and
he was one of the ones that came up with Saving Grace.
Yeah, I was so nervous because I had no clue at the time, like about YouTubers. I'm not a YouTube gal.
Yeah.
And everyone, my brothers were like,
"No, if you say,"
I was like, "I'm really young." I was like, "Why have I said that?"
Rosie says this all the time. My producer, she goes, "It depends on the crowd who I say what podcast I do." Right, so she's like, "If it's a girl." Or whatever, then I do the Saving Grace, they freak out. If it's a guy, and she goes, oh, my boss is Cal Freezy, they freak out.
It's
like a weird in-between.
Well, at our summer party, you'd just done the Joe and George Bags episode.
Yeah.
And we had our HLD summer party.
Mm-hmm.
You came with them and were incredibly drunk.
Blackout drunk.
We turned up, I was like, wow, you can tell she doesn't care. Her makeup's everywhere. Like,
I was like,
can we come to it with me? We're like, nah, I'm all right. I was like, oh, good. But, you know, I think that just shows, you know, you have to love what we do and who, you know, especially with women. It's all women. You have to love the industry we're
in. There's no talent agents, managements as well, that's purely women as well. Like, I don't know hardly any. Like, you were the only people that I knew that were female-based talent management, and I didn't really know any others. So I feel like
I think we've managed, you know, I think especially as we've grown, you've seen how much of a change
our
roster has changed. And we've, you know, one of the things that I'm really proud of is the fact that me and you have really grown together.
We have.
You know, you were 20 years old when I met you, and I was 26, 25, 26?
25 when I met you.
Oof.
Times have changed.
So dramatic, do you know what I mean? But you know, you've watched and kind of supported us through all of our development stages.
Yeah.
I've rebranded about three times.
You have.
And one of the key things I think we're great at is very much, is females.
Yeah.
We want to support females, we want to bring them up, and it is very much digital based. And we do have some broadcast talent, you know, some that come off reality TV shows.
Yeah.
And I think we're really good at rebranding them. Like Sharon Gafka is a great example.
Yeah.
She is also another podcast host, and you have got a cup. Big up, Shazza.
Girls know nothing.
But I think that's, you know, I think you've been part of that journey too.
I think I could just see as well, because I came in when it was still quite new, really.
Oh my God, so new.
So new. And I didn't really realise that, but I saw the vision and I liked it. And like, and it shows as well, because I've been poached. Do you know what I mean? Like trying to be poached by
She's
other managers.
She's not been poached, but.
What's the word?
Can I just say, every manager has ever come to you.
I haven't even given them the time of day.
I've known about it.
Yeah. Oh, straight away. I'm like, I'll send it into the chat. I'm like, look, who just tried to message me?
Yeah. But the thing is, I think that it's always flattering because it means that we're doing something right as a team, and that's why people, you know, want to manage you. But okay, well, this leads me on to this one.
Oh, no.
Have you ever hated me for a job that you've done? Because I honestly know from the bottom of my heart that you do.
I've never actually hated you for
an ad. You've definitely got frustrated with me.
Oh, yeah, but same with everything, though. Mm. But I think that's just like... But the good thing is, because we're friends as well, like it's one of those things where I feel very openly that we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think now as well, we're going through this transition where before, I think you would want to do a lot of it. And now we're so particular.
Yeah.
We've turned down thousands of pounds
of
work.
But also as well, you know as well that I struggle to say no to things. I'm one of those people that I can't do confrontation.
No, you hear the money and you get excited.
This is it. I'll be like, yeah, yeah.
Me and Ella, so Ella, for anyone who doesn't know, is your assistant manager. She's our head of talent at HOD. Me and Ella had a meeting about it, and we were like,
"You gotta keep saying yes to everything."
We were like, "She's never gonna say no."
Yeah.
So it's our job to actually filter it before. And usually, the thing is I've always prided myself on, even if I don't think it's right, I'll say they've offered this, but I don't know if this fits your brand.
And now I've started saying no, but also,
The time you were like, "Yeah, but whatever." Yeah. You know, and
I think it's as well, if you've never had that type of money. Or like
you don't come from money, you have to work your heart.
Of course, if someone's like, you're getting there, I'd be like, that's like 12 shifts at Costa. Yeah, I'll do it. For a 30 second
ad. You know how much they earn for a full day.
Do you know what I mean? Like, of course you're going to say yes. And it's not all about the money. Like, obviously, if there's something, I'll never do vitamins. I'll never do a skinny tummy tea. You know, if you put vitamins in the chat, I'm like, no. But
you do actually take vitamins though, which is...
I do, I take multivitamins. But the thing is, I feel like you're a bit of a sellout when you're on there like, look at my gummies. Like, do you know what I mean? I hate shit like that. Just fucking go to Holland and Barrett and pick up a multivitamin pack.
I do take individual vitamins.
You don't need to use code GRACE.
You know I take like 12 a day. I think that's rude.
Yeah, to be fair, you're my target audience then if I do that. But
I can be sold anything. I'm a salesman's dream, exactly.
And that's why you're my manager.
But I think, I can be sold a dream in my personal life. But with work, I think, because it's not for me, I'm very no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even some of the things we've turned down recently, there's things that I thought, wow, I never thought she would turn that down. Or, you know. And
found my voice now. And also, I'm just too busy now. I can't be asked.
Stressful.
I'm not coming home after a long day and being like, hi, guys, welcome to, do you know what I mean? I'm not doing it.
What is the one rule I've always taught you?
Never talk about money.
And I think it served you so well. And I was talking to someone about this yesterday. Me and Grace were on a shoot, and it was one of the brands. And we were talking about something where you were in a scenario where everyone was discussing their fees, and you refused to say. And I think people automatically assume you're either making less or making more.
Yeah.
And people should be paid equally. But I think at the same time, you're paid for... You know, the audience you can bring in, your insights, your experience, everything in between, that's really important.
And one thing as well that I've learned now in this industry, when I go to, I don't go to events anymore, but when I would go to events, people would be like, oh, I'm getting paid this. How much are you getting paid? I guarantee you they're not getting paid that. And I know this now. They will always, like, if someone's telling you how much they're getting paid, you didn't ask, they're not getting paid it. Because they want to see what you're getting paid. And they'll go high. So you'll be like, oh, what? I'm only getting paid.
But you got stung with that at the beginning. But I think that kind of leads me on to, you know, something that me and you have spoken about before, and it's definitely something I felt as I grew in the industry and got better at my job and as my company has grown, and definitely as your name became more relevant, is how people now treat you compared to how they did, how some people who didn't like you before maybe do now. How do you deal with that, and how do you feel about it? Because I know that it is it's a tough pill to swallow, especially when automatically maybe you're not the first person they invite out anymore.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, it's...
There's two sides to it, right? So there's one side where now people that were like, you know, I did not get on with at school, hated at school. We did not get on, whatever. They'll have messaged me being like, you're doing it. Or they'll comment on my videos that, yeah, I went to school with her. But then I'm like, but at the time when we were at school, you would not seem dead admitting to be associated with me. But, you know, so there's one half where people are now like, yeah. And when I first started my podcast, people wouldn't want to come on. They wouldn't even open my message. And now they're asking to come on. And I'm thinking, why should I give you the time of day when you openly ignored me? But then there's the other side where people get a bit bitter now. Like, you can be friends with, because I've been friends with everyone from TikTok, not everyone from TikTok, but like a lot of people from TikTok. And we all grew up at the, like, leveled up at the same time. And people,
so you mean like grew up in your career?
Yeah, sorry. Like, followers wise, we all like rose at the same time. And I think people can be so bitter now about it. But like, I don't know, it's a weird thing, but I don't know how to explain it.
My side from the other side of like more of a business side, because obviously I'm not like in the public eye, I'm not famous in the same way. But I, you know, a lot of my friends stopped inviting me out. They stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
You know, I felt an absolute sort of anger towards me when I did. It'd be like, oh, you know, work's just too important, or, you know, you just think this, and or, oh, I'm not famous, so you don't want to hang out with me. Right. And it was, you know, I almost felt like I was being punished for working so hard. And it's almost very upsetting when you know the hours you put in, the sacrifices, the tears, the tantrums.
It's not like a normal job that people can, like, you know, if you're
working, it's definitely not a normal job.
You're working, people are like, oh, okay, she's work. It's kind of like a job that people don't see the behind the scenes, so they just think maybe you're being a bit long. Like they think, oh well, is she that busy? Like, she's going out for dinner, but the dinner's a meeting.
Yeah, and you're never going to put on your story what that dinner's
having
for.
A meeting with ITV. Obviously, you wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or you know, even like having when. You know, I've had this with my friends or even my boyfriend. He'd be like, well, you're only going for dinner with Grace. I'm like, but you might think, like, we're having fun. It looks like we're having fun.
Yeah,
but
we are.
But we're also speaking strategy. We're speaking about what the next 5 years we're planning and how we're going to get there. And, you know, we can have a million conversations. But every time we hit that step closer, we have to almost do the whole conversation
it's just
again. Because it pivots.
Balance, I think. Like, I've had to.
There's no balance.
The
in this
other day,
industry.
Though, made me die. My friend's hat was like, I really want to see you. I haven't seen you in ages. And I had to book Tat in.
To my the diary. Yeah, I saw
I had
that.
I was like, I'm free 13th of April for about 4 hours. Are you in? And I was
You're
like,
actually not free the 13th of April. And I know that off by heart, by the way. But
that's, well, Tat will speak that was then. After this, I thought I was.
13th of April, you're filming all day.
What about the 14th?
14th, you're fine.
See you on the 14th, Tat. do you know what I mean? Like, I'm having to book people in, but I think it's always
you
should
book
always
in when you're fully booked that day. Honestly,
I don't. Again, it's me, but I think it's more like you have to make time. Like, I've now our New Year's resolution was to make more time
for our friends and
family. Because it's always money based and like work based and whatever. And I, because listen, you don't know when you're going to dry up.
Okay. Do you feel like you're a businesswoman yet?
Do you know what? I think. I do, because I will sit in my room now and be like, that's really businessy, but I'll sit in my room and be like, right, how can we make, like, we're releasing some stuff.
We can't talk about it yet.
No, but
this will come out way before.
To do with like my brand, and I'm like, right, so how can I have some side bits that's not TikTok? Because at the moment as well, like America looking to ban TikTok. I'm thinking if all my
social... Does that scare you?
No, fuck them. But I'm thinking, although they are 12% of my audience, so if you could not ban that, that would be great. But I'm thinking if social media shuts down, say, if that ever happens, how am I going to still be able to...
I think that's something we've always spoken about.
Yeah, and you're good as well. Hannah's good, right? So we're very creative together. Say, I'll have an idea and then we can develop it or whatever. Mm. Even me and Bill are so good at if I'm thinking, oh, I'd love to do this, he'll help me come up with all of the ideas and stuff.
We do your management chats, we pie chart you, don't we?
Exactly, yeah.
So just to explain how we do it is we will put in a pie chart exactly every sort of avenue you're going down, and whether that's income based or not. So say PR, TikTok, podcast, merch, tour, and then you've made your own IP, intellectual property, You know, we yeah. are coming out with your own YouTube show that's coming out. We can say that now. I have to sign the contract. Yeah. But, oh God. You know, and then going down the TV route, there is, you know, that's kind of how we do it.
I think you should always have fingers in pies. But the good thing is, I'm not very, like, literate. If I'm sat in a meeting, I don't think people take me seriously. Whereas you are so good when we're in meetings, you sell me so well. You do all my stats off by heart. Like, that's a businessy part that I don't have that you have, which is why I think we work well together. Which is why you're my manager.
Yeah,
actually.
I don't think you could do this job and not feel,
yeah.
you know, if anyone wants to ask me, I've know like I kind of know everything. I think like 89%, no, you're like 92% women. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got 3.1 million followers and growing. You know, mm-hmm. we've finally got your blue ticks and everything.
Jesus.
Lord save our
thank
PR.
Thank you,
Lois.
World. Yeah.
You know, but he has been like it's been a big growth, and it's actually really, it's not well, it is a bit emotional because we are very good friends.
Yeah.
And I think people are always like, oh, you can't be friends with Kai. And I'm like, but you know, I'm 28 years old,
well.
And
yeah.
my job is very stressful. The people I manage, I have to be friends with. I can't do that
yeah.
fake stuff, and yeah. it's not me.
And you hear horror stories as well about people going to managements and they screw them over and whatever. And I just know, like, whatever you come to me with, I know you have my best interests at heart.
Oh, yeah,
so
for
it's
sure.
not like...
Oh, yeah, also, because also you're like you almost look at someone like your child because yeah. you're a reflection of me.
Exactly. And the better part of it is you're getting a cut.
There has been a couple of ads. Well, I do, yeah. I'm a charity. yeah. There's been a couple of times we've done ads, and I won't lie, I've gone, oh, God, why has that gone? Like, why have we done that? And it's yeah. like only later on, and we've been on this learning journey. But one of the things that I want to mention is I have been there whilst I watch you fall in love.
Ew. And we never thought this would happen. When I met Billy, though, you can even admit, Billy's like, first of all, the complete opposite of what I do. He's nice. He has a job. He drives.
He has a job, as if that's what.
He earns good money. And he's actually like...
He's very nice.
And I know, and this is...
Just to put it out there, this is how much...
hates everyone. So...
I don't hate everyone.
Yeah, sorry.
If you work
that
with
came
me,
out.
I do like
sorry.
You. In my personal life, I have a very small circle.
You
and
do.
I keep it that way.
As you should.
But I do actually have a group chat with your boyfriend
and
Ella.
Means a lot.
And Billy does tell us stuff.
Yeah.
Billy's like my compadre. Mm. Although you did tell me the other day, we could cut this if you want.
So scared.
That he didn't like me when he first met, because I was eyeing him up. I was like,
do you know what it is?
No.
I'll say this now. I'm looking at you, viewers. When you first meet Hannah, everyone says this. Hannah, to meet for the first time, is the most intimidating person. It wasn't for me, but for a lot of people, you're very intimidating because you're so forward. You're so
I'm just
forward.
To the
and
point.
Exactly, but people aren't. We're in Britain, right? We're not used to that. We're used to small talk. You're not. You don't do small talk.
I try, but it doesn't come across
you,
genuine.
It doesn't. No, you know, you're just pulling that out your ass. So you're so intimidating like, to me. And I think when it was with Bill, you were very cautious because I hadn't had a boyfriend since I was on the management.
No, never.
And you were very cautious about what their intentions were.
I didn't ask him his intentions. I wasn't like a weird dad. But I just sort of, I just wanted to know about him. And
yeah.
I think he just took it the wrong way. I could tell he was so like, because I'm also friends,
you know what it
friends
is?
Of your mum.
Yeah, but I'm someone that they could be like, yeah, could you jump off the Eiffel Tower with no safety harness? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
That's a lie. You
no
would
problem.
Not do
that's
that.
Absolutely right. I'm scared of heights, but do you know what? I think about it. But with you, I've been in situations of Hannah, I'm too scared to say no. And she'll be like, Grace is not doing that. Why would you think Grace would do that? Is that in her contract? I don't think it is. Should we read over the contract now?
I do say it quite differently.
Nope, she says it just as stern. I swear
stern,
to God.
Stern, but different wording.
You're stern, yeah.
But different wording.
So that's why you're very, because I know people just won't fuck with me if you're there. And I love that. Because I'm a pushover.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. But sometimes I get nervous. I was very nervous to do this.
And look at you now.
I'm
like
flying.
Like a duck on water.
Well, the lemonade's
in
kicked in.
Yeah.
Do you think, this kind of rolls onto that,
okay.
Do you think your job has ever affected any of your relationships, whether it be friends, your boyfriend, you know, like your parents? Like, I know for a fact from my experience, I have had to give up a lot. And like, there's been many an argument with my boyfriend about the time I have at home. And you know, even look at yesterday, we got picked up at like 6 a.m. we didn't get home till like 7-ish. I got home at like 7-ish.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I live far by car.
Yeah, it's horror. I think it's So for friendships, it's difficult because I remember at uni, I felt like I was missing out on so much because I was always in London. I was having a great time in London.
Mm.
But I was like, oh.
I say I treated you.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, more it's like, oh, I'm missing out. Like, I'd come back to uni and they'd all be like, last night was so fun. Talking about last night. And I'd be there like, I wasn't there. And like family, hardly see really. I'm home 2 days a week, maybe, like at the moment. Because I'm always in London, so I'll stay at Bill's. So I don't really see my parents, really. And obviously, I'm looking to move out because I cannot do the commute.
She's moving near me. I'm so excited.
We love her.
But actually, really... Anastasia said that to me yesterday. Anastasia Kingsnorth, yeah. Just a bit of context. Her manager would love her to move near because it was the makeup artist to say...
She was in Manchester.
She's Manchester, yeah. Her management in London. Mm. And I was like, yeah, Grace moving right. But 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Can't wait, she can have some keys.
But relationships, feel like you could, like, relationships, like on brands, you go on brand trips, right?
Mm.
And I can get this because you're going on a brand trip full of other influencers, blah, blah. If that was me, I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
That doesn't happen to me, by the way. I don't get invited.
No, sorry, but you know what I mean? Like, you're busy and stuff. So I feel like that can affect relationships.
Mm.
But it's all about trust, darling.
Oh,
I don't fancy any influencers.
I think the brand trips, I think the only time I think there's ever been conversation that was the Jack Wills one where your podcast spilled a lot of tea.
Don't cheat them. I don't know.
It's true.
You don't want me to say it. Don't cheat.
It's true, but there we are. But anyway, apart from that, but if you know, if what the public's perception of you compared to the real you,
yeah,
I think is two different sides.
I think people think online that I walk into a room like, guys, oh what, like I will walk into a room, suck up everyone's like attention, blah blah. But in reality, don't really leave my house unless it's for work. Quite shy actually, like I don't enjoy that, and. I don't know what else. I think I'm actually quite normal.
So shall we talk about the story of your mum?
My
mum.
Oh, girl. My let's just say my mum is like me, but 20 times more. She's like...
Babe, maybe 100 times more. But
we have
she
the same
personality as you. Her podcast would smash.
She has no... My mum, right, she has no filter. I get scared from
her. I'm
not
going to speak about what she said to me on tour, but...
Well, yeah... I mean, we
went for a dinner once, so we'll say this one.
Yeah.
And she literally looked me up and down. She went, you look very grr today, Hannah.
Yeah, but like, she said it. She went, very grr today.
What does that mean? She's like, you're very scary.
I was Hannah
like,
went, did your mum just call me fat? And I went, I don't think so. I think she just went scary.
It's because I was wearing a white top, casual white top and jeans. I wasn't wearing anything. And I was having my hair in a bun.
Yeah.
I had just come back from LA, you remember. I was with Emily Miller for her Polly collection. Just came back, went straight from plane to my house, got ready, went to dinner.
Yeah.
Very jet lagged. And I thought, if anything, I'm way less girr than anywhere. But it has become an ongoing joke in the office.
You always go, you've been a bit girr.
No, like anytime like I lose, even get a little bit stressed, like Ella or someone go, girr today.
I think that's where it's come from, because my mum has no filter.
To be fair to your mum, I remember when your podcast started, I was on the phone to your mum for probably a good hour.
Yeah, of course.
And she said to me something like, did she actually think it was going to be, did I actually think it was going to be something worthwhile?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, she's number one right now. And she went, is that easy to do? I was like, no. And she literally thought it was, you know, and I love the fact your mum keeps you humble and your mum is.
My dad keeps me humble too.
Your mum, though, is incredibly lovely. And she did say, you know, because she obviously would be more protective. She want to get your hopes up and just in case, because this industry is cruel.
Yeah.
And I just say, you know, it's going to be a massive thing. And I think at the tour, I saw your mum and I just like, when you're doing your meet and greet, I looked at her and I just said to her, you make me want to cry. Like, you just look so proud.
She was taking pictures of me taking pictures.
Yeah. It was really beautiful. Your mum is, you know, your number one fan. She's so special.
Yeah.
And your dad, yeah, he keeps you grounded. Okay, so I'm just gonna start wrapping it up, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, where do you ideally see yourself in the next couple of years? I would also like to answer and say what I would like to see you.
I get scared of this.
Because we can look back at this in like 2 years.
Because evil eye.
Evil eye?
But
well, you don't have to say the real thing. You can say an interpretation.
Yeah. Telly.
Okay.
I'd like to be doing telly and I'd like to have two side businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to be renting out a house. That's okay. What I'd like to be.
For me, for you, in the next 2 years.
Maybe a bit Botox.
You don't need Botox. One of the things I love about you is the fact you are so natural, so don't talk about Botox.
Yeah, fair. I think you inspire
so many women because you are so confident just being you.
Yeah, big noses matter too.
So. I was going to say you're beautiful regardless. I don't think we spoke about this before. I remember even when you said to me you went to have a nose job when you first started, I said, don't you bloody dare.
I didn't.
Look what happened to the girl from Dirty Dancing. Everyone forgot about her after.
She had a collapsed nose, bless her. She just had a better nose before. Yeah, sorry.
Was more distinctive. No one recognised her after. I didn't know she was in Friends.
Yeah.
But also would say telly. We're not going to talk about what we're speaking about.
Yeah.
I know you want to be in the housing market.
Yeah. Imagine me as your landlord, lucky bastard.
You want me to be that?
No, just imagine me as a landlord. Fix that tap. I'll fix it for you, darling.
I think it sounds like a great thing, but I don't think you want to do it.
Well, I'll pay someone.
But good things. I think we'll wrap up on, if there was a part of your life that you feel that we could manage better.
Yeah.
I'm saying we because it is we.
Right.
What would it be?
I'd say, oh, that's hard.
It is hard.
I'd say now that I'm getting a bit bigger and I've got a lot of shit to do, managing my, just helping managing the normal life and the work life maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm someone that's very overwhelmed all the time. You could literally give me one job and I'm like, oh, so yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
I feel like we're getting there though.
Yeah, I do. I had a week off last week. Well,
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I love you.
Love you. Mwah. Oh, God.
Oh, God. I just...
I meant... That was such an inappropriate way to
what
say
it. What was that scowl at the end?
Anyway, thanks for watching, Managed.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to outro us? That would actually really help me.
This has been Hannah Holland, the number one UK female talent manager. And this has been Managed and GK Barry. Thank you.
Over and out.
Bye.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Managed. If you loved watching, make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube. And if you are listening through Spotify, please make sure you're following us so you can receive updates on our next episode. I'll see you next week.
All right, cheers, mate.
Cheers. The bomb. No, I'm done.
Oh, Ben 10.
Okay.